All right, honey, now take care.
Don't you want to stay a little while? Do you have to leave?
Well, no.
Well, good.
But I better. I better leave right now.
No.
You better go
well,
now.
Well, Washington's gain is our loss. I want you to behave yourself.
In this dress?
Hey, I don't want you going out there running them down the hallways, knocking on strange men's doors, and streaking past the White House.
Well, what can I do then? Because I know what you'll be doing.
What will I be doing?
Tell me.
No, you're supposed to go this way.
Tell me to behave myself, sir.
Yes.
And you've got an unsupervised weekend ahead of you.
I don't need any supervision.
Yes.
Don't go up under there, dear.
How did you know I was going up under
there? You only gonna get soot, that's all. I'm telling you, soot. Soot.
There is cholesterol in this kitchen.
No, there's not.
I need to find it.
Up there.
I know you. There are cookies and chips.
There's no chips. Ha! Nothing, I'm telling you. That's what we're eating. See? That's what I'm eating. Look at the greens on top.
Please, please, please don't demonstrate those sad little uncut vegetables to me. I know you. As soon as I walk out of the door, you're taking them back to the market. You're going to trade them in for some sad lunch meat.
This is pitiful. I'm hurt. I am hurt.
What's in there?
It's 7-grain bread.
Yeah, right.
Would have been 11, but I got to the bakery too late. So, that's it. Now, go on and go to Washington, D.C. You've worn out your welcome. Go ahead. The table, there's nothing there.
I'm going to drag it
Mom,
out of the light.
Mom, you're going to be late.
See, your son's calling you. Bye-bye. Mm. All right, honey. Take care.
Okay.
You be good now.
I will.
All right.
And
go ahead. Here we go.
I'll call you as soon as I get there.
Please. I miss you.
Bye.
Especially in the dark.
Aha!
Why don't you dry up?
Aha, what?
Aha, this? Ha ha, yourself. I'm slicing these things and cooking. I've turned over a new leaf now, I'm telling you.
You never know when I'm going to show up.
Goodbye. Well, I'll be ready for you.
Okay. What do you think about this skirt and this top?
No way.
What's the matter with it?
It doesn't make a statement.
At all. Hey, you're wearing daisies. What kind of statement does that make?
Now, look what I'm wearing. What did these say to you?
Susan, those are so elegant.
3 pairs for $1 at the accessory hut.
Yeah. Do you know how Sharon Williams and her 2 so-called friends, Mary and Joanne, are getting to the dance?
And isn't their mom dropping in?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Nope. Their mother's giving him money for a cab.
No way. I don't believe it.
She's probably just
making that up.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Oh, you know them. We're going to hear about this forever.
I know how we could make a statement and show Sharon who's really hot and independent.
What?
Forget about the cab. We could take the subway to the dance.
Subway? Into Manhattan at night?
What is more hot and independent than an adventuresome woman?
Rudy, you are so right. Can you imagine the look on Sharon and her friends' faces when we tell them how we got to the dance?
Yeah.
Wait, what about our parents?
What about them?
Yeah. Do you think they'll let us go? Hey, as long as we can show them that we're responsible and that we know what we're doing, I don't see why they wouldn't let us go.
Yeah.
By the way, how do we get there?
Hey, Rudy, are you finished with my gold hoop earrings?
Pam, Charmaine, come on in.
If you were going to take the subway tonight into Manhattan, near LaGuardia Hall, how would you get there?
By the subway.
Well, that's easy, girlfriend. You just go to the Clark Street Station, take the number 2 to 3, either to 241st Street in the Bronx or 148th Street in Harlem. Make sure you stay in the middle of the cars, transfer Fulton Street Station, go up the stairs, and this is also the Broadway Nassau Street Station. Then you take the A to Washington Heights, the C to the Bronx, and just get off of West 4th Street, Washington Square.
Thank you, Charmaine. Now, why would we want to go there?
We don't. We're going to the movies.
Talk about them, Charmaine.
Oh.
Rudy.
There's going to be a dance there tonight.
And you think your dad's going to let you take the subway there at night?
Well, how old were you when you first took the subway at night?
I was 10.
And I was 9. I was just tall for my age.
Wow. If our parents had let us do that, we'd be really mature by now. I know. Instead of being dropped off like a bunch of kids.
Listen to that. They don't want to be driven places.
Imagine that. I mean, if my family had a car and they had time to drive me around, honey, I would call people to come out their house to come watch me leave.
Well, we want to take the subway.
Instead of people saying, who are they? They'd be saying, there they are. And we have to show them that we know what we're doing. So could you go over those directions again, please?
Sure. You take the number 2 to 3 to 241st Street in the Bronx.
Hold on, wait. Let me get a pencil and a pad so I won't miss a thing.
They're gonna get lost.
Doing, honey?
Good, good.
Long time.
Good, Dr. Huxtable.
Thank you very much.
Well, Tracy just got into town today, so we're going out to dinner at Abbott's.
Oh, my goodness. Well, bless you.
Well, we thought we'd stop by here first and say hi. Where's Mom? I want to return this law book that I borrowed from her.
Mom is away at Washington, D.C., pardon me. Oh. Lawyers convention, you see. Hmm. But you know, but you guys can join us. Come on.
Oh, no, no. We're celebrating. Tracy just drove in from Oregon.
You're kidding. How long did it take you?
6 weeks.
Well, you know, they've upped the speed limit.
No, Dr. Huxtable, I stopped to take photographs.
Yeah, Tracy's going to be publishing a book.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's it about?
Well, I'm driving cross-country, but I'm taking the back roads, not the main highways, photographing my impressions of small-town America.
Photography. Was that your major at Princeton?
No, it was architecture. But you see, one day I realized that I was not enjoying what I was doing. So I picked up my camera and I told my parents that this is what I want to do.
Are your parents, how do they feel about this career change after they spent $140,000? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Dad, Tracy takes very good photographs.
Yeah? All right. Well, good luck. Good luck.
Oh, Dad, broccoli?
Steamed.
And chicken?
Boiled.
Brown rice?
Brown rice, the only way you can do it.
Well,
yes, indeed.
Dad, where's the stuff that you're going to eat?
That's it.
Tracy, every time my mother goes out of town, my dad gorges himself on junk food.
I'm telling you, I turned over a new leaf.
Well, Dad, you know, you've turned over a new leaf a couple of times before, but the problem was that the old leaf was always right under there waiting for you.
Well, go ahead, sing something. Oh, okay, the attire for going out. You got it all together?
Yep, all ready.
Okay, and your mother is going to pick the three of you up here and take you to the dance. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. And your mother is going to pick the three of you up at the dance and drop Rudy off here.
That's the plan.
Or maybe we'll take the subway.
Nice try. Nice try. I have to give a lecture. I know none of you like lectures. But Rudy is our last child. And I knew from experience, the other four, that when the three of you came down in a line, there was something tricky going on. So then you walk off and you say, oh, we take the subway. See? Like, hoping that maybe my brain fell into one of those steam pipes. Well, it didn't. I heard subway. Not car. I heard, well, maybe take the subway. Now, all I want to know is subway. I mean, how are you going to do that?
Oh, we'll buy some tokens.
And you too have humor. I am asking how you are going to knock me out, tie me up, throw me down in the cellar, and the three of you take off on a subway to go to this dance.
We'll be in high school in only 2 years.
This changes the subject, doesn't it? I mean, we've gone to the subway to now when you're graduating and going to be in high school. What does that have to do with tonight's subway?
See, all we have to do is take the 2 to the Bronx or the 3 to Harlem.
Then transfer to the C or A to Bronx or Washington Heights.
And then get off at Washington Square, West 4th Street.
Good. So you keep that in mind 2 years from now when you're in high school. Okay?
But, Dad...
No. Please don't but Dad me. I've got 3 young ladies supposed to have somebody pick them up and take them to... And now you all are changing this thing around on me. I need 2 parents, a volunteer, to ride the subway train with you.
But, Dad, if a parent goes along, it's the same thing as driving us there.
Could you clarify that?
Well, the point is we want to go by ourselves.
Ah! Then the answer's easy. No! Thank you very much. Da-da-da-da-da. And that doesn't help either. Get me in trouble. Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. Right, and I'll be popular with the kids. And then the parents call up, have you seen our children? They're on the 11 o'clock news, you know. Here it is, salad, spinach, mushrooms with a vinaigrette sauce, and I've mixed it all around. Go ahead, hit it.
Salad?
Yes. The crunchy green stuff. You've all eaten it before. Good for you. Nutrition.
Oh, okay. I get it. The nutrients before the feast.
Right.
All right. So what's the second course, Cousin Cliff?
Cookie!
No. Chicken!
Ooh.
Boiled. With the skin taken off. I also have steamed... broccoli!
Sure, I'm serving a lot of green food, Cousin Cliff.
No. Balance it out, have a carbohydrate.
French fries?
Wrong.
Cookie!
Wrong again! Brown rice! Ta-da! All right, hit it!
So, Cousin Pam, Cousin Best Friend Charmaine, what are you doing tonight?
We're going to the movies.
On the subway?
Yes. On the subway.
So, Cousin Pam, Cousin Best Friend Charmaine, where is this movie theater that you're going to?
Well, I understand it's right across the street from the dance that you're going to.
What time does this movie start?
7:30.
Isn't that a coincidence? Our dance starts at 7:30.
Oh.
And what time will this movie be letting out?
9:30.
9:30, the same time our dance ends. Well, you know Dad won't let us ride the subway alone at night. We need a chaperone. Since we're going the same way, do you think that we could...
ride with you there?
And bring you back later?
Yeah!
You're gonna have...
I already did. She says it's okay.
And I guess
I did too.
Go ahead.
Yes!
Hey.
What are you doing?
Reading the paper, catching up on the news.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read the newspaper, too?
Okay, I'll give you the funnies.
No, no, no. I want to catch up on the news.
Okay. I'll give you the front page. That's the front part of the paper. Mm-hmm. That'll give you all the news.
Great.
All right?
Perfect.
Yes?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boy, oh boy. What's the world coming to? I never thought I'd live to see the day.
You never thought you'd live to see the day what, dear?
You have to wait until I'm finished. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy, huh? Boy. Boy, oh boy. Says here that Olivia Kendall has to wash the dishes and clean the stove and do the kitchen floor. Boy, oh boy.
What?
Yes.
Give
right.
Me that paper. It says right here that Dr. Huxtable has to give Olivia 600 puppies plus 800 bowls of ice cream. 8:30 tonight.
So where am I going to be able to get all that by 8:30 tonight?
I don't know. Look in your paper. It has all the big news.
Coming up next, the main event, the Freeman Price Bout.
Bull Run,
Aftershave,
and
Cologne.
Hey, Dad.
The man who hits the trail running. Hi. How are you?
Good, great.
Okay, how was dinner?
Oh, it was great. I had Tracy drop me off here.
Yeah, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Good. Yeah, so, the dinner was fine, and all the children are gone now, and Olivia's upstairs, got her all bedded down, and, I'm thinking about turning in myself. So, you planning on staying?
Mm-hmm. Hi. Dr. Huxtable, here you go. Buffalo wings, extra sauce on the side. One pizza. And one pint of coffee ice cream. Mrs. Huxtable must be out of town. Anyway, looks like it's gonna be a good fight tonight.
Olivia, this food you ordered is here.
Thank you. Enjoy the fight, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you. They're not allowed up here, you know. And you are the first. And so I want you to enjoy this to the fullest, because I'm going to enjoy you. Hello?
Hi, sweetheart.
And how are you?
I'm fine. I owe you an apology. This morning I doubted your commitment to your diet, and that was wrong.
Yeah, well, listen, honey, don't make a big thing out of it. Don't wear yourself out, you know. It's just let bygones be bygones.
So how was your dinner?
Dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. Justin, Georgia, you know, the broccoli florets, they were like little brooms sweeping out the arteries.
Oh, I'm glad you feel better.
You must be very, very exhausted by now, so get yourself some rest.
Well, I am tired, but I attended a most interesting seminar today on partnership assessment. And do you know what the most important element in a successful partnership is?
Trust.
I love you. Good night.
Yes, I love you too, honey. Good night.
Okay.
Dirty, dirty, dirty. Dirty, dirty, low down. No good wife. Dirty. Able to look through the telephone. Ah, you're no good, dirty, dirty. See? Even God doesn't want me to have it.